Well, you might not know their names, but Rashawn Nelson and Dante Robinson are the two African-American men who got kicked out of a Starbucks in Philadelphia last month. They were there for a business meeting, we know now, and it was about a real estate thing. And the guy that they were meeting with had not yet arrived. When the two guys immediately did not buy coffee, I guess that's when the manager went over and asked them to do so or leave. And then the cops showed up.
They said, no, we're not leaving. And then she called the police.
Yes. Well, they have had a chance to sue the city for a bunch of money. But rather than doing that, they settled for $1 each yesterday. So for a total of $2.
With the city of Philadelphia?
The city of Philadelphia. Which I don't
know. What did the city of Philadelphia do?
That, I'm not sure.
My first thought was that the police responded off the call and they refused to leave. If anything, I thought this lawsuit would be directed to Starbucks because the police.
I don't know. Can we get our official attorney, Jocelyn, here on the phone? Because I'm sure she'll be able to answer that question.
Okay.
But in the meantime, so the guys, the two African-American men, sued the city, or instead of suing the city, they settled for $1 apiece yesterday. They got the city to launch a new $200,000 initiative to help young people start their own businesses. It's going to specifically help high school students in the Philadelphia area who are interested in being what are Jared's favorite word, entrepreneurs.
I do think we need more of that. I even think we need it in high school.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, I think in high school we do some of the stuff we'll never use ever, things like that. But
like the Pythagorean theorem.
Or that wasn't my first thought, but
wow.
I agree.
I've never once used
core,
that.
Like I would never do a math problem with the Common Core way type thing.
Right. Sure.
But I think what we miss is we're not prepared for like, oh, here's the real world, is what's out there. How do you start your business? What kind of businesses? What kind of jobs? What kind of engineer? We can't even name all the engineers because we just don't know.
Well, and also a class on how to pay your taxes because I don't. Right, I don't.
And how to balance a budget and how, you know, what credit card debt really is.
And maybe even a class about how health insurance works because still.
No clue.
Those are the things I wish I would have learned in school.
And before we get calls from the high schools that y'all do that sometimes, I'm talking about like a 4-year requirement on just finances.
Yes.
And it's all encompassing.
And maybe it's another class that's just about, here's the different options of life. This type of engineer, and there's all these different types. And they probably do some, but more geared towards getting out of school.
Yeah.
Or like, hey, you know, this is what a Ponzi scheme looks like.
Sure,
so
don't buy into it.
If a Zeke Rewards comes along, which they did in the triad, and some of us may have or not bought into it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Or timeshares. How to spot one and then not sign up.
Right. Or do like I did and cancel within the 3 days if you do. We all make bad decisions!
People will say, well, you know, high school students don't all necessarily know which way they want to go. They don't know what they want to do. But maybe offer it. Make it basic. Make everybody learn about your health insurance.
Because no matter which
way
you want to go, you can teach how crippling debt can be. You can teach about what options there are with student loans or grants or just no matter what you do in life, you're going to have to budget somehow.
We do have our official, Jared and Katie's official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning.
Can you?
Yeah, these guys, what a neat thing that they did, right? They, in terms of getting this settlement with the city that where they don't really profit, but this great program is set up. And I think that's a great thing. But Starbucks did pay them quite nicely, I'm sure. They reached a confidential settlement with Starbucks. And you know, of course, the education piece into that, too. They're going to pay for their education. So I'm sure that it was a pretty penny.
When you say pretty penny, do we talk in 100,000 or like a mil?
No, I'm sure it's more than 100,000. I think they really probably, I would guess, I mean, nobody will really ever know because it's confidential, but I would guess they paid them somewhere between like around $500,000 each or more.
Wow.
I mean, it's really, because I think Starbucks really is that kind of a company. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I do this kind of work where, you know, personal injury and some civil rights stuff. And when you have an entity that really wants to do right and they know they've done something wrong, they'll come forward like Starbucks did and really try to do the right thing. And I think that's what Starbucks did here. And I think, you know, there was no lawsuit filed. These people, these young men got a good attorney. And that attorney was approached immediately by Starbucks, and they sat down and worked it all out. And worked it all out in a way, you know, with the city piece that helps a lot of people.
Well, Lisa, what were they suing the city for? Because I think that's one of the things that we're unclear about. We know
they're... We get the Starbucks
part. We get Starbucks, but why the city?
Because, you know, when the police arrived, it's about disparate treatment. It's about these gentlemen being treated differently because of the color of their skin. And so when the police arrived, and the Starbucks manager said, you know, these guys are here unlawfully and I've asked them to leave. Typically, you know, particularly I think if these had been white folks, the police would have said, hey, dude, what's the story? You know, and they would have said, well, we're just waiting for our friend. You know, we're graduate students or we're just waiting for our friend and he's running late. Oh, here he comes up now, you know. And they would have been, they would have either sometimes worked it out with the establishment or at a minimum would have just said, well, why don't you guys, there's been a misunderstanding. Why don't you guys move on, go on your way. You know, the Starbucks manager's mad at you, you know, go on your way. But arresting them? You know, when they clearly were not, it was clear, I think, from anybody that came on the scene and heard their story, that they weren't disruptive, they weren't causing any trouble, and they had a legitimate reason for being there, waiting for their friend. And so while it is within Starbucks' right to, you know, criminally, to call the police and to say that these people have been asked to leave, the arrest part of it is where they went too far, because they were not actually trespassers.
Let me ask you, if you own a business and you tell somebody you have to leave and they don't leave and the police come and they still don't leave, and I don't know if that's the case that happened here, but if they say we're not leaving, at what point is it like, okay, you're not leaving my property? At what point do the police, is it normal to arrest somebody if they're not leaving and they've asked them to leave?
Usually the police won't arrest the person. Usually when the police come along, the people will say, you know, okay, I'll be on my way or whatever. And I don't know if these guys continued to refuse to leave because they were, you know, they felt that they were being discriminated against. I don't know, because they slapped them in cuffs so fast. You know, I think they came along, bam, arrested them. You know, so, I mean, I used to own a retail store, and it basically was in kind of a high crime part of town. And at night, especially, we would get all kinds of folks coming in there who were high, drunk, you know, disruptive. And we would call the police all the time after we had asked them to leave. And the police would come in and kind of scooch them on their way. And but they would almost never have to arrest them. And I just think that's what was so highly unusual, was you have these clearly nonviolent customers in the store who had a legitimate reason for being there, which they articulated, but you slap them in cuffs and you take them downtown. That's where the police, I think, went above and beyond.
Well, and we don't know if the cops' intentions, or that they did it because the cops were racist. I mean, that's hard to know. We don't know that at all. And it's, you know, you gotta be careful certainly saying that, because we don't know. Like, if, let's say the Starbucks guys were asked to leave and they refused to leave, then at that point the police are just doing their job. But you're right, if they just did it because of that, like, mm-hmm. you can find out that it was race motivated, then yeah, there is a problem there. But
or it's treated differently
because of the mm-hmm. color of skin, or, you know, any other reason. Well, we predicted that Starbucks would settle quick and fast, and they did.
And they did, yes. And the city of Philadelphia got something pretty cool out of it with this new entrepreneur. I can't say it because of you, Jared.
My fault.
Entrepreneur.
That's a very hard word to pronounce.
I couldn't say it.
And I will say,
young men, because they could have absolutely made a lot of money off the city.
Sure.
I think they could have easily shown that there are not a lot of white customers being hauled off in handcuffs.
Sure.
And I think they would have been easily able to show a disparate treatment. And they decided to forego that and do something good. And so hats off to them.
And I like how the two guys at Starbucks that you know, were removed about a month ago didn't say, all right, we want a program just for African Americans. We want a program just for this group of people.
No, it's for everybody. It's for everyone.
Which I think, you know, to me, that's the best way to heal a situation that could be difficult. Anyway. Very, very interesting story.
Thank you, Lisa.
Appreciate it. Lisa Lanier, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. If you're injured on the job, contact her right away, 1-888-CONSULT, or simply go to 1075KZL.com. You'll see her picture. She has offices all over the state of North Carolina.